Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy Sunday, everybody. This is Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi. Excited and grateful co-host. You keep cooking up Culture stuff. Club HTX and also the Fashionista.
Coach Nelson.
Coach Nelson, Bio Babe, and what was the other one? Oh, what? We're finished. The bracketologist. I guess I have to
drop
that.
Are you still saying you're the bracketologist?
Well, I'm a winner. I don't know what I am.
Oh, my God.
Whatever I did really worked, and I'm here with my
no, it didn't. What are
beautiful,
you
if not testy, beautiful best. I don't even know what to call you.
You said Marva.
You might hit me. You're marvelous, yes.
Marva, but I'm...
But you're not Marva.
Marva, if you're out there, we're looking for you.
You put up with me way more than Marva ever did.
Marva, we're looking for you.
Yeah, Marva, where are you? Seriously.
But we're in our sports coach, Coach Nelson. So baseball boyfriend Scott, who allegedly is a part of this show, but guess where he is? Surprise, not here.
No, he's in Utah doing some really cool stuff, maybe.
Maybe.
But he was supposed to send me his... three sentences
and
Astros, and he failed to do
so that. Magical, you know something about the Astros. What did you say?
Oh, they're so hurt. There's so many people that are injured, that have been struggling. They have picked up the pace a little bit with the series with the Guardians.
Yeah.
At the time of this recording, their Yankee series hasn't started as of yet. So we'll see if they can continue to bounce back. But it has been a struggle in so many ways, from pitching to the hitting, losing a couple of your starters.
They did.
But it's still they got a lot of room to grow.
There's lots of opportunity.
Yeah. There's also a lot of opportunity for Joe Espada to be on this hot seat, if you will. If they keep performing as they are. We'll see once this Yankee series gets going how they perform against a more top-tier team. But getting swept by the Cardinals last weekend, not a good look when the Cardinals are one of the worst teams in the Major League Baseball.
Not a good look to get swept.
So is this Joe Espada's second year or third year? How long has Dusty been gone?
I think it's third. Yeah,
no,
it's third.
Three.
Yeah.
This is the third week.
So he got to the playoffs the first time. Then woofed last year.
And then woofed last year.
We aren't allowing two woofs.
No, I mean, with the
three for sure. No.
Yeah.
Being
one of the top rosters in terms of pay, you can't struggle this much and not be in the thick of it
somewhere else.
Exactly. Correct. So
what about the Rockets, since we're talking about struggle busing?
Oh, my God. All right.
Let's talk about the Rockets.
They've been a struggle, and it's so frustrating because this series between the Lakers was on paper like, oh, you can win this series. There's no Luka Doncic.
Everybody's injured except what's his face.
Except for LeBron. See, she knows.
Okay,
she's been doing her brackets. She knows.
Well, she's been doing her NBA brackets.
She knows. You know, I have a really good NBA mom girlfriend who's joining us next week.
See, perfect.
So, keep it up. Yeah.
Well, hopefully the Rockets will still be in by the time that comes out.
Your mom is coming next week. You better get
it in gear.
We're going to talk about you.
Yeah.
You hear me, Tari Easton? We're going to talk about
get it in gear. So they're struggling.
It's difficult when the Lakers have LeBron James, a 41-year-old LeBron James, and Luke Kennard, and some of these other like role players, I would say, against the team that has Kevin Durant. He wasn't in the first game, but still, second game there. Alperen Şengün, Amin Thompson. You don't have your point guard still, Fred VanVleet, obviously. But you knew that going in. But they've been struggling to run an offense. They looked so disjointed,
Are they hungover? Is that what you said?
It feels like it.
Celebrated too much.
Yeah, maybe they're hungover. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like how you function on the day when you're like hungover.
I've been with a bunch of people who have been hungover lately.
See, it's like, don't they sound like the Rockets?
Yeah.
I can't get it in
gear. Come on, Rockets.
And of course, at the time of this recording,
The whole team's hungover.
Did you hear that? She snorted. Our friend Leela snorts all the time.
That's funny. The whole team just hungover.
I don't know if Kevin Durant snorts when he laughs, but I do know that he and the rest of the Rockets need to perform better. At the time of this recording, they're down 2-0.
Brutal.
They're coming back home for games 3 and 4. We'll see how they perform, but they've got to do something. Because if they don't get out of the first round against the Lakers team that doesn't have Luka, doesn't have Austin Reeves, heads roll.
Yeah,
heads
without
roll.
A doubt. Without a doubt.
For sure.
While we're talking sports and the Rockets, oh, good, I can go right to this.
What?
I didn't realize it was the next story. We kind of jumped. Anyway, Houston Hoops. U of H. I know you want to go back to the mic and talk about this.
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Kingston Flemings is a Houston Cougar freshman who turned a big year
into he's throwing
NBA
up the coup,
draft.
People.
He's going to the NBA draft almost immediately. He announced that he's entering the 2026 NBA draft after one season at U of H, where
he
led the
enough?
Team with
yeah,
about 18
good.
Points and 5 assists per game, earned consensus All-American honors, and set Houston freshman records for scoring and assists. He's widely projected as a top 10 pick, with some mocks linking him to the Mavericks or the Atlanta Hawks. Of course, not here. Another noteworthy draft story is Chris Cynic. Jr.
Yeah,
another Houston freshman who's also declared. So tell us what that means for U of H.
They're going to have to restock.
Which is sad.
Well, that too, but they also are getting this unbelievable reputation for people to come here.
Yeah.
Well, but Kevin Sampson said that they can't compete because they don't have enough money.
Yeah, they're not.
It's NIL business.
They're
so
not.
They're getting people, but now it's like the dollars to get people are going higher. So Kevin Sampson just said this at the end of the basketball tournament, that they couldn't get people to come because they can't compete.
They can't compete with the Duke, with the North Carolina, you know, Arizona.
Okay, Houstonians. This is an opportunity for us to step up to the plate.
Tillman would appreciate you right now.
Well, and unfortunately, we know we record on Thursday, and I just want to extend our condolences to Tillman. He's burying his father today.
Oh.
So in support of him and everything he does for
donate
our city.
To the Rocket. I mean, the
guys, we need to step up and support U of H.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the
our
issue.
Chancellor, Renu Couture, is one of the best in the world.
I agree.
What she has done there in the 20 years she's been here is nothing short of incredible. And if you got 10 bucks in your pocket, and there are many millions of us?
Hey, man.
Let's go on U of H.
Over 4 million.
Yeah, well, actually, almost 10 million
in greater Houston. Yeah.
And this is an opportunity for your children, whoever you need to go to school at a tier one with the greatest basketball team in America. I mean, let's do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that this you're saying this. We probably need to go to a break.
Go Cougs.
Like, Lovely, are you there? Because this is the Texas girl over here.
Yeah, go Cougs.
Born and raised in Houston, Texas.
But also Texas graduate, Texas. And you're talking about you're good.
Grateful for everything.
Look at you.
I'm
proud of you.
Thank you.
Always.
But I'm proud of you because, you know, usually she's like, hook them.
They're not the Aggies.
All right, let's go to a break. We need to go
to a break. Let's be serious here. Everybody knows that.
Lisa, you and I, right here.
Okay, right here. And with that, we'll take a break. We'll be back. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now it's time to talk some business with Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
Who are you? Where are we?
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista, bio babe, Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who never walked a sideline and probably never will. And the once.
Oh, Lord. Bracketologist?
Bracketologist.
Oh, God.
Once upon a time. I'm here.
With the perfect bracket.
I did a perfect bracket.
Right. One. Anyway.
All you have to do is one. Just see where they go. That's what I did. And we're going to change bracketology. We're also going to change something else in the world. Not that it's a sport, but
what?
It kind of is.
What?
there's a new Mahjong called Taiwan, and you can play it like Jen. You don't have to use that stupid card. So we're going to do that, too. It's going to be good for our brain. Next.
Siobhana Rama-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the co-host, the eighth wonder of the world, the parliamentarian who is clearly having a rough go today.
Clearly.
But actually, we have a guest that the Bio Babe is going to introduce.
Yes.
Bio Babe, who's with us?
I'm so excited. Seriously. Today, we're joined by Anna Hawley, the president and CEO of the Lone Star Flight Museum here in Houston.
Yay!
A Houston native, Anna brings more than 30 years of experience in museums, tourism, and nonprofit leadership. She's grown within the organization from marketing to CEO. This is so exciting. Mm-hmm. And now leads 130,000 square foot aviation and STEM education facility at Ellington Airport. Anna is also the first Hispanic woman to lead an aviation museum in the United States.
We're making history, friends.
Yes, and she's focused on expanding access to aviation education and inspiring the next generation right here in Houston. And before I even say another thing, if you haven't been to the Lone Star Flight Museum, do yourself a big favor and go. It is so much fun.
That was so perfect. I need to take you with me everywhere.
Oh, she would love that. She would love that. She could be your personal MC.
Everyone I meet.
She'll be your personal MC.
Excellent. Fantastic.
Well, that's just great. So I actually know Anna a little bit through our baseball boyfriend, Scott, who failed to send his portion in today.
Mm-hmm.
However, he is one of the founders and a former chair of the board.
Oh, is he one of the founders?
He's one of the founders.
Oh, I didn't know that. Look at you, baseball boyfriend, Scott.
He's a big deal. But anyway, he really wanted to be here with you. But
He did. He was the first person to respond to the email like that he was going to be traveling and sending his...
Well, I saw him on Monday, so I got Scott Rosell Phil.
You need a lot of it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But he is fabulous. Not as quite
one
as fabulous as the two of you.
Well,
you know.
We know that. It's okay, but
I think he knows that, too.
He thinks he's a regular, so we love
him. But he's always on vacation. Okay, but let's talk. Let's get back to you.
Yes.
So, lovely mention. You've grown with the Flight Museum, so you were in marketing, leading the marketing before, and now you're the CEO.
I am.
So, what was it about the Flight Museum in those early days when you were working in marketing that made you say, you know what, this is a place that I really want to put roots down and stick with and grow with?
Yeah, well, so I had that feeling from the moment I got to the museum.
Really?
I had been consulting work. It was Scott.
Sorry, I don't mean to
laugh. I had been doing consulting work for a few years prior to that. Mm-hmm. I knew that the museum was moving to Ellington, which made it 15 minutes from my home.
Oh, so it was somewhere else before. I didn't even know that.
It was in Galveston.
I knew that. It was in Galveston.
It was in Galveston for 27 years.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then moved to Ellington. It opened up in the fall of 2017. The day of the grand opening was the day that Hurricane Harvey hit.
Mm-hmm.
However.
Tuesday. I remember well.
But the museum was purpose-built to withstand those kinds of weather conditions. It performed beautifully.
About a stress test. It's
today. No kidding.
Hurricane.
And the planes all survived. That were
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Everything was perfect. Not a single.
So then basically
the
next hurricane, we're all going to come to the Flight Museum and hunker down.
Go to the second floor.
Idea.
In the Flight Museum.
That'd be a great idea. You'd be perfectly safe and dry. So I knew that it was under construction. I was really excited about it. And I'll admit that I didn't know a whole lot about the museum. I had visited in Galveston.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
My background is museums. My background is nonprofit. So I had that interest.
Mm-hmm.
And when it opened up in Ellington, I reached out to then President General Doug Owens about, you know, contract help or support, those kinds of things. He said, come on in, let's talk. And he tricked me because he was not looking for consulting support. He wanted to bring someone on the team. And, and you know, like everyone else, it's like when you're working for yourself, there's criteria to go back,
working
for an organization.
Yes.
And it checked every box. It was a fantastic organization. It was one that served the community.
Mm-hmm.
It was one that was really interesting. And it was one that was most important to me anyway, was that something that my family would enjoy and would be proud of if I were a part of it.
Yes.
So, and that rings true today. So I came on as the VP of PR and marketing, loved it instantly, and was really intimidated because, you know, not everyone knows all there is to know about aviation.
Right.
Although our COO, Jerry Scott, is close. I always say that he was probably born in a hangar.
He probably was.
Yes.
I have to say thank you, Jerry. He took great care of me when I was out there the last time.
I mean, he is a wealth of knowledge about all things aviation.
That's awesome.
Which is great because we really balance each other off, balance each other a lot. Uh-huh. So I know museum operations and how to grow it and how to make it exciting. And we built a really great team. When General Owens retired, you know, and he passed, you know, they say that you got the stick. He passed it on to me, and it was, you know, a great team. And I'm grateful for the fact that he kept me in the building of the, you know, of the team and of the organization. So when it was time for him to retire, the board was, you know, it was a seamless change. And I'm grateful that I had the support of the board, the support of General Owens. And here we are almost 2 years later, if you can believe that. And it's been great. It's, you know, everyone got hit really hard with COVID.
Of course.
We did too.
Yeah.
You know, but we like to consider ourselves this sort of this great organization that can pivot easily. And we did. We opened up 6 weeks after everything shut down.
Yeah.
Because we have 130,000 square feet.
There's plenty of air.
To social distance. Yeah. Yes, we did. And and the community responded. We opened up with a pay what you can. And people did. Some people paid, some didn't. We welcomed everyone.
That's
and that
great.
Was really the start of a new kind of relationship with the greater Houston community. So it was at that point that we really took advantage of the fact that, okay, let's be really intentional about where we want to go and how we want to grow. And what we called a leap strategy internally. And it was, what are the things that we can do to, you know, because incremental growth is great. But we really needed to see some substantial growth. Because when we left Galveston, you know, on Galveston Island, which is fantastic, it's a built-in audience. So we sort of, there was those accidental visitors, so to speak. You know, they see it there. Oh, let's go visit there, too. Well, when we moved to Ellington, it became more of a very intentional kind of visit.
Destination.
That's exactly right. So we needed, so we had to sort of shift our mindset to that, to convince people that it is worth the visit. It is worth the experience. So in 2021, we, you know, internally, along with the support of the board of directors, launched this, you know, leap strategy. And it was to open up new exhibits. It was to launch new programs, expand our education, and really focus in on our fundraising. And thankfully, the city of Houston, the greater Houston area, really put their arms around us and supported us. So from 2021 to 2023, we grew 170%.
That's fantastic.
During like middle COVID and after.
That's right.
Which is spectacular.
In 2021, we had just over 35,000 visitors total, and less than 4,000 school students come to visit the museum. By 2023, we had hit 100,000 visitors.
Wow.
And 17,000 students. So
where
today,
are you now?
So today, so in 23, we established a new normal for ourselves. And we ended 2025 with 26,000 students coming through and 110,000 visitors
in
the year.
Which is not capacity, but close. I mean,
yes,
it's a lot.
It absolutely
a lot.
Is.
Yeah,
yes,
it is
a lot. And, you know, happy that this 100,000 visitor mark is our new normal. We just want to grow from there. And we absolutely have the capability to do that.
So what do you want to tell people who haven't been out there in 5 years? What's different?
Yeah, like if they're like, what's different?
What do I need to go back and see?
Yes. So many people, thousands of people had visited the Lone Star Flight Museum in Galveston. What's different now is that we have evolved that experience from visiting these aircraft in a hangar because people believe, think of a aviation museum as, you know, a dusty hangar
old
with
planes.
Old planes all stacked in. And maybe that's what it was many, many years ago.
Sure.
Now, when we moved to Ellington, again, took advantage of an opportunity to really put together something that has never been seen before here. And that is, we have these two incredible hangars, 35,000 square foot hangars that feature historic commercial military aircraft. We have exhibits that illustrate the science behind flight. We have the Texas Aviation Hall of Fame, which celebrates
Just to do that.
Yes.
The Hall of Fame celebrates and recognizes individuals or organizations that are from Texas or got here as soon as they can and have really made an impact on aviation. So that along with our
How do you put an application for that? How do you put an application?
LoneStarFlight.org. Click on the Texas Aviation Hall of Fame, and you cannot.
You know, I like being in Hall of Fame. So,
well, we're definitely going to nominate you. I have to say, I was so flattered. In fact, the way I reconnected with Scott was that someone had asked to nominate my late husband.
Yes,
for
yes.
the Hall of Fame. It turns out
he's from Iowa.
Well, Indiana.
Oh,
but it wasn't
oh,
just
Iowa,
that.
Isn't it?
It was a few other things, isn't but he did break the sound barrier, which was
think,
very
isn't it
cool.
Iowa?
Which is yeah, no, and Scott was so he was supporting the whole nomination.
Yes,
and I just ran into him somewhere, and it was so funny because it was a day after the person had asked me, and I remember that he was in. I hadn't seen him in years, but I just remembered he was involved with the flight museum, and we started talking.
Meant to be.
And so, I'm kind of a white knuckle flyer, and he got me in the plane.
Okay.
The other thing that's really important, and I want people to know, everything out there is flyable, right?
It is. We actually even have a flying program where you can ride in some of our planes.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, so if you, so
they
when
aren't
you come
dusty
to visit,
old things that don't
that's
work.
Right. They are not.
It's not dusty.
When you visit the museum, you'll see underneath these oil pans. That's the key that they fly. Mm-hmm. We do have some that don't fly that are on display, but the vast majority of them can fly. So with
well,
the right,
there's
program,
a capsule, a space capsule. It's not going anywhere.
So the space capsule, right? That was not going anywhere.
That's the one I want to get in. Can we launch me from that?
We can make it look like you have.
Oh, that's
so,
fun.
Good enough.
Excellent. Yeah, that's good enough.
The space gallery opened up 3 years ago, and it was really our step into talking about aerospace because, truthfully, there would be no aerospace. There wouldn't be no space flight without aviation.
That's right.
Without the Wright brothers.
Right. And we know Space Center Houston, they are doing a bang-up job on teaching all things about our shuttle program, mm-hmm. about NASA and Johnson Space Center. But, you know, we really wanted to make that connection. So a lot of our aircraft are World War II trainers, trainers that pilots would use to train on before they went out and served during World War II, during the Air War. So we really wanted to make a real connection about how we're telling that story.
Mm-hmm.
So as it turns out, all of the different training mechanisms that we have in the Space Gallery, which are on, you know, long-term loan from NASA, are the crew compartment trainer, the SMS&B, which is also another trainer, the rover, all training pieces that any astronaut had to train in. So once again, here we are with these incredible trainers on how astronauts
and you can climb in them.
And you can. Yeah. You absolutely can. What I think is a really great story about all of these pieces is that they could have been scrapped. But they are actually part of our American story.
Yeah,
they
that's
are part
great.
Of our American history. One that we're very proud to be the stewards of. But for us, it's also Texas history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Texas's role in aerospace and aviation is absolutely incredible.
Well, you've really jumped in feet first. Well, you were already there, so you didn't really almost have to. But since you become the CEO, running this giant 130,000 square foot museum with a million volunteers or whatever, what's been your biggest challenge?
So our biggest challenge is that our growth has been so substantial that we're running out of room.
Already?
You know, I heard. Are y'all going to do a capital campaign to build another building?
So we are in the process of working through that so that we can offer even more education programs that are STEM-based, that really support workforce development to encourage young people towards STEM or aviation.
I mean, this is really an opportunity field.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you still need people, mechanics and things
that 100%.
Aren't going to be AI related in a sense of AI
you need
doing
people to work on the aircraft.
And even with AI, there needs to be people that understand how to manage those
and
programs.
Execute.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely. Here's an incredible number for you. Every year, an average of 40,000 jobs in just the aviation industry go unfilled for lack of qualified applicants.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. There's so much opportunity out there. We're going to go back and not discuss this today, but our education system could use a little help.
Right.
Yeah.
However.
I mean, however.
And we're there to inspire people
I'm so
to
happy.
These things.
So then first of all, tell people how they can find out the hours of the museum, make sure they book time to come. What's their website, your URL?
So LoneStarFlight.org. You could find out everything you need to know about the museum. Our hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sundays.
Okay, perfect. So 7 days a week?
Right now we're open Tuesday through Saturday. Sorry, okay. In the summer we're open 7 days
a week. Okay, got it. Perfect.
Memorial Day to Labor Day. Mm-hmm. We have a fantastic social media platforms and Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're always out in the community sharing what we do. And for those that can't come to the museum, we've gone to them.
Our outreach
programs are fantastic. So
what's new? What's one thing that you can think of in the next, other than more space, say over the next year or 2 years that you're really looking forward to from a program standpoint or
one really great program that we're going to launch is called the ACES program. And it's a program for rising high school students to be part of an aviation program where they actually build an RV-12 aircraft.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'm going to applaud you for that.
I think I'm going to apply. I'm like, lovely.
I know you're an aviator.
Yeah.
She's an aviator.
Fantastic.
I'm a white knuckle flyer.
Which kind of goes with the gift that I brought you guys.
So. Good. This is lovely. Mm-hmm. Holding on, making sure.
Yes. Yes. I mean, yes, fulfilling the thing. It's, you know, we will never stop encouraging young people to sort of realize the potential of their futures. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'd love to see them land in STEM careers or aviation aerospace careers, because that's what we're all about.
Well, and like you said, there are 40,000 jobs per year that are not filled. Do you hear that, people? Like, that's crazy.
There's absolutely space for everyone.
See what you did there? There's space for everyone. See what you did there? Okay, so what's the website again? URL?
LoneStarFlight.org.
Perfect. And with that, thank you, Anna, so much. This has been so... Baseball boyfriend, Scott.
You missed it.
You missed it.
She did great.
Yeah.
She did great.
Yeah, you missed it. No, this was... I mean, like...
One of the best interviews we've ever had.
Yeah, no, you were fantastic. So thank you so much. And when we come out, what's the guy who you said knows everything about...
Jerry Scott.
So, Jerry, can you give us a private tour and, like, the red carpet treatment and all the fancy things? Do you have good snacks? I like snacks.
We do. Manuti coffee.
Okay, well, good. Okay, well, cool. That'll work. All right. Well, with that, we'll take a break. Bye.
Thank you.
That was so
good.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew, or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, fashionista, bio bae, which means biography, not biology.
No one knew.
Coach Nelson.
What?
I'm gonna stop defining it. You think people know what it is at this point? Oh, good. I'm also Coach Nelson. The greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline.
Oh, who is that? Magical.
Ever.
What just happened? Somebody's phone just went off. Who?
My phone.
Okay.
Ain't mine. Not the phone.
Oh, my God.
It was the computer.
The computer, right? Yeah.
Okay. I just have to say something. Mm-hmm. I get a pass. I just lost my aunt last night and waiting for all the stuff to send on to everybody to notify him of the plans.
Goodness.
It's really true. Yeah.
Part of that is
part
true.
Of it's true.
Yeah. Anyway.
I have already notified. I just forgot to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, it's me.
No passes for me.
No.
Anyway.
I'm Marva, remember? Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
You just told me you're not going to be Marva.
I'm not going to be Marva, but I think it's funny. I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, the parliamentarian who's having a rough go at it because Lovely's 100% out of control. But. It's not about either of us today. We have a special guest on with us today.
Very excited.
Bio Babe, who's with us?
Oh, today we're joined by Jessica Hatch, healthcare entrepreneur, founder, and advocate. With more than a decade of experience across imaging, surgery centers, and medical management, Jessica has built and scaled multiple healthcare organizations focused on improving access, efficiency, and patient outcomes. She's also the founder of Hatching for Health. She's actually hatching something herself.
She is.
Hatching for Health Foundation and host of Hatching for Health, where she brings awareness to rare diseases and critical health issues using her platform to connect people with the care and resources they need. Jessica. First question. Welcome. Well, first,
thank you for being here.
Thanks
for
being
here.
You
guys are fashionistas.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much for being. Okay, so first question.
Yeah, you were a varsity athlete in volleyball and softball. So, what did sports teach you that became most useful in healthcare and in business?
Right. Yeah. No, sports. I feel like has been a huge thing in my life. Like from growing up, like I played college softball and volleyball, and so. Doing that, like you're constantly being coached naturally, right? And so like when you get into the real world, you know, you're looking for mentors and people to coach you. So I just feel like being coachable was huge for me, like throughout my, you know, whole athleticism. And, you know, you're basically going out there and, you know, performing essentially on a day-to-day basis, like as an athlete, and you know, you need somebody to coach you. Like you should know this, right? You coach.
I've been coached all my life, whether I wanted it or and not. It's like never on much of a team.
it's so important though. It's like, and then you get into your own business, and you're still looking for people to basically guide you because you never know all the things, you know.
Right.
And so I just feel like growing up an athlete, that was something I really, you know, excelled in, was like listening and like being coachable and making those changes and just excelling as an athlete, you know.
Well, I think that's so important. I know you have a question.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because a demographic that I think we can all agree isn't coachable, usually physicians in general. And you spend so much time working in physician relations and connecting patients and providers.
Right.
What would you say in your experience of all the physicians that you work with, what does great physician care look like? And, you know, have you worked with physicians that were coachable, like in your practices and work?
Right. I think, you know, with physicians, they're so diverse, right? I mean, from neuro, you know, surgeons all the way to like podiatrists to radiologists. So I started off in the field of recruiting radiologists, which they are a very different, you know, breed than a typical doctor that's face-to-face with patients every day.
Yes.
And so me understanding, like, those type of things as I navigated like the relationships with from a cardiologist to a pediatric doctor, like all the things really, because it's been very broad, you know. It was kind of knowing going into it like their personalities, and like, you know, this person is, they're very reserved, the radiorologist, they're behind closed doors all day.
Like,
and it's very different. Those, you know, personality traits are really important as I would navigate to, like, you know, join forces with them and have them, you know, essentially trust me to do business with and help them grow their practices, you know.
So let's fast forward a bit, because I do want us to make sure we have time to talk about the big event that you have coming up. But let's, we've already talked about you working across, you know, all these different physician networks and building partnerships, et cetera. So how did you've done all these things always in healthcare, but then you started Hatching for Health. So let's talk about that.
Right, right. Which it is also healthcare related.
Yes.
If you think about, like, my last name is Hatch. And so it was kind of a play on words, like Hatching for Health. And it was a name that had, you know, come to me through a photographer back in the day that was like, you should do like a series of workout videos called Hatching for Health, like a Jane Fonda type.
And I was like Jane Fonda.
Yeah, and I was like, I know.
I definitely
love Jane Fonda.
That is a great compliment.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
My best friend was Jane Fonda.
Oh my gosh.
Not really her.
I was like, what?
she resembled her.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So like, you know, obviously like, you know, that was 20 years ago, maybe now. But it was like, oh my God, I love that idea. And so I just kind of, I didn't proceed with that, but I hung on to the name Hatching for Health. And then like fast forward, and I, you know, I had met someone that inspired me to like write a synopsis to turn it into a show. Like it was like, make that a talk show, you know, about children, because the term Hatching for Health, you know, you think of somebody hatching.
Like you.
You know, like a birth.
A baby.
Yeah. And so because of that, like we ended up kind of putting that together, and I was like, I have so many resources with physicians, you know, because every episode we try and incorporate an expert opinion, which is typically, you know, a doctor. Like we've also had, you know, physical therapists, speech pathologists, like other, you know, medical type providers, but are, you know, it's usually somebody, it's an expert in what that child's going through, you know?
And so the idea, just correct me if I'm wrong. So you are helping amplify the stories of children who have rare diseases.
Yeah.
And you're working with those specialists in whatever field to help people understand what it is, how they can help, et cetera.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah,
got
exactly.
It.
And so
And then every so often I come across like a family or even organization where it's like I feel compelled to help. And that's where I'm like, let's host an event around this person or this organization, you know? And so when you're talking
Tell us about this event.
Yeah. So this little boy, very special to me. So he has spina bifida. And I've known him and his mother since he was about 4 years old. They came on my show, you know, during that early stages of having met them and really just like gave them that platform to tell their story. So she inspires me in so many ways. But when I first met her, I had like a little speaking engagement about Hatching for Health. And so after it was done, she came up and was like, you know, my son has spina bifida. Like, like I totally understand like the parents that you're having on your show. And she was like, you know, they really pushed me to have an abortion like during my pregnancy because of the fact that like he had spina bifida. And now there's actually surgeries you can do and you know, and save these little children's like
in utero, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. So Dr. Papana, Ramesh Papana is going to speak at the event, and he's actually one of the ones that does these surgeries. She was given that option, but medically speaking, like she had a bit of a complexity where she couldn't do it. But she's like, "It's okay. Like I'm going to proceed." And so, you know, and then just seeing this little boy and like the he's like the light of her life. You know, she has five kids, but I'm just like, wow. Like I don't. I couldn't imagine you not having him. And it's just like, so that alone is like really special that she, you know, progressed and like, you know, had the child and then she's, you know, living with the medically complex community now. And it's so much work on them. I mean, you know, he's 9 years old now and like transportation is a huge issue.
We just assume that everybody knows what spina bifida is, but why don't you give us a sentence or two?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I'm not an expert to speak on it, but it essentially is with it related to the spine. So it's where a child, you know, they're not developing in a way that's going to allow them to, you know, to walk and have a normal life. They're essentially, majority of them are, you know, confined to a wheelchair. He is working with a lot of specialists where he's able to use bracing on his legs and get around a little bit. It's just like, you know, it's very limited because it's like, it's exhausting because it's just not something that his body, you know, body
naturally does. And that's the transport. It becomes a transportation issue because you need a special van to transport him. Yeah.
But I would be lying to like give a proper, you know, medical opinion. But it's, yeah, it's definitely like related to the spine.
Right.
And it puts them, you know, in a wheelchair confined, you know, capacity most of their lives.
So
where's the event and what's the event?
Yeah. So it's at the Junior League of Houston.
Okay.
And
we
it's
going to
be on May 1st.
I know. Okay. We know that.
Yeah. They do so many events there. It's so impressive.
It's amazing.
It's
a lovely
yeah.
space.
It really is. So we're going to do the grand ballroom and we're going to have a children's fashion show.
Oh, lovely.
And so we have like 31 kids walking in it and some rolling in it. We've got some wheelchair children
Oh,
as well.
So good. That's
so it's
good.
Like,
very
it's,
inclusive.
Yeah. So
that's
it's,
great.
Exactly. It's the perfect word for it. Inclusive. So we've got about like 7 or 8 children with medical complexities, including him with the spina bifida.
That's awesome.
And then the rest of the children don't have medical complexities. So they'll do their thing down the runway too. And we've got JJ Moses is going to be our not auctioneer but our MC. And we've got Brittany from Sky High for Kids is going to be our auctioneer.
Brittany Franklin, you know, I just talked to her 2 days ago. That's crazy.
So she's fantastic. She also does consulting, so she's like, you know, she does a million events a year too, so she's like gives you kind of advice while being your auctioneer at the game. And she's like, I'm going to raise you the money. You know, I'm not getting off the stage until I do, you know. So but she's definitely got all of the experience we need. And it'll be a beautiful thing. Like the beginning will be a cocktail hour for, or actually hour and a half.
Is it lunch or evening?
It's evening.
It's evening. It's going to be from 5 to 8 p.m.
So then how do people find out about the event? Like if they want to come, they want to support. Even if they can't come, but they want to support the effort in Hatching for Health.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if they go to hatchingforhealth.org, just directly on our website, they're able to, you know, essentially right there, it says like the event tickets, you know, you can click on it and it gives you options. Can't make the event, just
want to donate,
that kind of thing. But we still have we've got about 6 third row seats left, and then we have the gallery seating, and those, there's quite a few of those still. Those are kind of around the runway. So we're really excited, but would obviously love to sell out, get the more people in the room.
That's why you're here.
So it's cocktails and a fashion show. It's not dinner.
Okay,
good.
There'll
be
an abundance of hors d'oeuvres passed around for an hour and a half, like so it definitely some, you know, heftier like items just to give people
heavy orders.
Yeah, because I was like, they're coming at a time where it's like before dinner, but then they're done and it's like kind of after dinner and they've got kids with them. So I was like, we need to like,
I love that it's kid friendly, you know, too. Like that's fun to see kids like doing their runway thing.
And then we have K-pop performing at the end, like that animated movie. So there's this trio of girls that obviously trios, there's 3 of them, go around, you know.
Do you know what K-pop is,
I
lovely?
Love K-pop.
Yes, I know what K-pop is.
What is it?
I didn't
it's
really
the animated band, right? Yeah, it's the girls.
Yeah,
they're real girls, but they're animated. Yeah, like they've done their avatars as
K-pop demon hunters.
Hunters.
Look,
demon hunters. I've seen so much of it, you know. Yeah. The grand minis, they love it.
I know. I don't have kids yet, but my friends were like, "Oh, you're gonna have them perform," and they're like all excited.
Yeah,
like,
it's a thing. Okay, it's a big deal.
I'm going to do that for you because
it's a big deal.
It's like that way all the kids kind of, you know, enjoy.
So it's a video. It is a video, right?
But they'll be live there performing on stage, like the three.
They're coming.
I've posted photos on the social, you know, on our social media and stuff.
So what's the social handles? Hatching for Health?
It's also Hatching
Everything
for
is
Health.
Hatching for Health.
Yeah,
yes,
and it's
perfect.
And it's F-O-R, not like the number four, but F-O-R Health.
Yeah, nothing. I hate when you use exotic stuff. Just like spell the word.
It's nice when it's available, too. Yeah. You're not like having to add something weird in there. And it's like, I can never find you. So we post a lot. Our live auction is going to be amazing. We've got like a yacht with champagne, like a whole yacht day experience. It is out in Galveston, but still, I mean, it'll be beautiful.
Yacht to yacht, folks.
Yeah.
No matter what body of water it's sitting in. Okay, so tell us the date again. Tell us the website.
Yeah, so it's May 1st, 5 to 8 p.m., and they can go to hatchingforhealth.org to get tickets or just donate.
Awesome.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Yeah, of course.
And if you didn't hear her, it's hatchingforhealth.org. May 1st is the event. Cocktail.
5 to 8.
5 to 8. Junior league. What's the dress code? Just like fabulous?
It's like, yeah. Like it's
just general.
Attire, like,
general fabulous. You know, magical. Right. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. And with that, we'll take a break. Bye. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
It's Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavonna Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista, bio babe.
Who's upside down and turned around.
Yes, all
earlier?
The things. Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's
you
never
just
walked
make
the sideline. I just am having a great day today, so I'm very happy about that. And I'm here with my beautiful, brilliant, blessed, best, and a little bossy.
Oh, please.
Occasionally black co-host.
I think it's all the time.
You do?
Yeah, I think I'm black all the time.
Seriously?
I think so.
I had not noticed. Who are you?
Shavonna Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer. Eighth Wonder of the World, parliamentarian, and fill in for Marva, kind of.
Kind of. And we'll tell you who Marva is if you really want to know.
At another time. Okay.
Okay.
We have a new segment.
Yes.
We're not calling in because we do what we want to do. So we usually do fashion, fitness, wellness, but we are not today. We're doing a bit of a roundup. There are lots of different things
going on
that
in
are going
town.
On that we wanted to talk about. So
we
it didn't
want to
fit into fashion, fitness, wellness. So lovely.
First story. One. Houston Gala mastermind Richard Flowers dies at 75.
Richard, shockingly, right? I mean, kind of
shockingly.
Suddenly.
He was at the Opera Ball a week ago on Saturday night, and he didn't wake up. I think it was either Monday or Tuesday morning. I'm not sure. And he was the creative force behind Houston's most dazzling million-dollar galas for years, for 40 years, I think. He built a reputation as that. And also, the chairs became his best friends. Mm. So the people that have been talking about this and being so vocal and I guess are putting on this incredible memorial for him, celebration of life, are all the leading ladies that you see chairing everything in all the socials, all the newspapers, all the things. And their loss is just huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. I mean, I've never seen people mourn quite this much. And I'm just very sad, too, for the loss of what he brought to the community.
Well, and I think, you know, considering he was, you said, mastermind behind all of these events, you know, we're hugely philanthropic.
Hugely.
There are events happening all the time. And someone has to put them together. Like, it does, it's not just magic.
And he did so much more than put them together. Yeah. So he was the guy that really came in and had the brilliant stroke.
Well, that's what I
this
mean.
Is good. No, people, but there you are lots beyond of things coordination. That put them together.
Yes.
He was the ideator of them.
Yes, yes.
I mean, he conceived them
yes.
almost every single time. And I was so fortunate. I mean, if anybody knows about, and we don't really talk about this kind of social stuff. We talk about community stuff. But we have some pretty big society, social, nonprofit events.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest ones in Houston for years has been the Opera Ball. It's one
yes.
of our two white tie events.
Mm-hmm.
And my very first one, I have to say, was honoring Lynn Wyatt, who's mm-hmm. been my hero since I was six.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Yellow Rose Opera Ball.
Oh.
And if I tell you, it was the most fantastic thing. I'll never forget it. It was so
and
beautiful.
And it's the Richard Flowers event.
Yes, of course. It was his event.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace,
yes.
Richard.
Yes, we do
hope definitely
that
be missed.
For you. And we hope peace for your friends, too,
yeah.
that are going to miss you so much. So next, you take it.
Yeah, so NRG, there's been all of this talk about the stadium, the name changing. So it was Reliant. It used to be, right? And then it mm-hmm. became NRG. Well, now it's going to be Reliant again.
Why?
I don't know.
Go
no
ahead.
One knows why. But the change was approved by the Harris County Sports and Convention Corporation. And 90% of Houston area customers, I mean, I don't know if the sample size was 100 people, but whatever.
Yeah, because we weren't in it.
I wasn't in it. Supporting the return. So it was Reliant from 202.
Well, and the NRG signage is coming down for
anyway. It's just bizarre. So I'm like, who knows? But that's interesting. So when you see the name change, you're not dreaming. This is not an alternate reality. Mm-hmm. It really did. This is not 202.
Some people never started calling it NRG, probably.
So shout out to those
like
who are
me,
like...
the juice box is going to be downtown forever, and I'm so sorry, Daikin, but that's
every
just
time you
deal.
Say the juice box, it makes me giggle. It's like when you say fill-in station.
Do I say fill-in? I do. Filling.
Filling station.
Filling station.
Yeah.
I don't say fill-in. I do finish
But
my
you do
words.
Put your...
Yeah, filling stations.
Yeah.
I do. Okay, next. She doesn't want to talk about this. Meta Lab.
I don't
is
not
coming
want to talk
to
about
Houston's
it. I'm just not going.
Gallery. She's not going.
No.
So Meta, in case you don't know, is the parent company of Facebook, Instagram.
That's like people don't know what BioBabe means.
A lot of people don't know what Meta
okay.
is. They're not paying attention to it. But anyway.
We don't know those people. Well,
they're opening
do.
A hands-on retail showroom Mm-mm. for Meta's wearables, including Ray-Ban and Oakley AI glasses, just what you dreamed of. Price from $299 to $799. And Quest headsets. The Houston location is in the Galleria. The build-out is estimated at about $900,000, and it's expected to finish by year-end, 2026. Also, Google is opening a retail space.
You know what's going to happen. Okay, first of all, I had a meal not that long ago with the person who had these glasses on. They look like regular glasses, mm-hmm. clear glasses, mm-hmm. Ray-Ban. And they kept doing weird stuff with their hand. And then eventually, like, they kept having this dazed look on their face. And I'm like,
because they're watching the glass.
Are they hungover? Right? I'm like, confused. And then they said, I'm sorry, it keeps talking to me through, like, the glasses were reading their text messages. And I ended the meal, like,
never going out with you again.
Well, it's also like,
it's
it was weird. It's rude. Also, about this whole thing, what I think is going to happen is you're going to go in there and they're going to suck your soul out. The minute you try those glasses on,
Meta's betting that people will buy more wearable tech after trying it on in person. Well, that does make sense.
It makes sense, but I think the whole thing is weird. I think they're going to put a node in your head. You're going to put the glasses on. It's going to go. And it's
well,
in your head.
But the big picture,
they're
going to
reach your mind,
which of course I love.
What
is the wider move by Apple, Google, and Meta, or whatever those
to
people
do what?
Are, to physical retail. Because some products need a demo before
your mind
they click.
May be sucked out, but at least it's in a physical retail experience.
Your mind may be sucked out, but at least you're shopping and you're together. It's a community space. So, you know, when people got afraid to go
God.
To the Galleria, remember that? Uh-huh. It's a community.
I know,
and
but you're
a lot
so
of people
crazy.
Lost it. You think I'm crazy?
What's hello.
Crazy about that? How is that magical? How is that crazy that I think they're going to be together losing their minds? I think that's just fine.
I'm an innocent
Let me just box you up and send you into outer space. You're easy to find. I like all that.
Let's get you together.
You'll be consolidated.
Now that I'm here for.
Consolidation of those.
Of the crazies with no brains.
Yeah.
That have been sucked out by their Meta
glasses. Of the victims. Yeah, consolidation.
No, we sound like conspiracy theorists now.
Where's the foil?
I mean, kind of. I mean, but it's just, I just feel like, I just, my instinct tells me there's more to this story, and it's not going to be, oh, just try to, it's going to be more to this story.
They haven't taken us over yet. They're probably not going to be able to. That's the good news, and certainly not in my lifetime, and I hope not in the minis. But
be taken over? Well, I think your idea of grouping the crazies together and
sending them off to space.
Oh, no, or wherever. Or wherever.
I'm not going to space, so they're welcome to go there.
We know. You don't want to go to space. I just told someone this other day. I'm like, I'd go to space in a minute.
Why?
Why? Yeah. I'd go to space, but I wouldn't.
I want to come right back.
I will go to space, but I'm not going to drive. I'm not going to let a Tesla drive me.
Oh, for God's sakes.
No, like, I was like, isn't that weird? Like, I'm like, I will go to space, but I won't get in a Tesla and like just sit there. Isn't that funny?
I don't want a Tesla to drive me.
No, but I said,
I don't want to go to space either. You're going to do both. Right?
No. I don't want a Tesla to drive me because I don't trust other humans. No, Tesla cannot drive me to space. A spaceship has to drive me to space.
But it might be a Tesla spaceship.
Could okay, be. Elon. Okay, team. Are you team Elon now?
Oh, hardly.
We're talking about Meta.
I'll never be team.
Okay,
Elon.
We got to stop.
Whoa.
What you did.
We got to stop. I know that tone. She got all crazy tone. Stop, don't say anything else. Just pause. Okay, we're going to end the show. This has been great.
It has been great.
I'm nervous.
Seriously great.
I get nervous when you start looking like this. Because we say certain things, and y'all don't know the trouble that we go through. Lovely has a few topics.
No one knows the trouble I've seen.
Like traffic, don't say anything. And certain humans, that if those names are uttered, she loses.
We want them to be... Bold. We want them to be bold.
But not as bold as Lovely about those topics. Elegant.
Stay fit.
Stay focused.
And stay fabulous, guys.
And do not
you don't
wear
have
metaglasses.
To be anything less.
You don't have
ever.
To be. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.